Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of the book of Daniel, chapter 1. Shalom, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friends. We are going to begin today the study of the book of Daniel, presenting this amazing book as before the Lord. And we trust that as we study this book together, it will be a blessing to you all. This book of Daniel is an important book because it is a book that helps us to understand the plan of God for the people of Israel and for the whole world. In a sense, we see the people of Israel, the Jewish people, are rising from defeat to victory, as ultimately the book of Daniel takes us to the future day when Israel as a nation will be restored to the Lord their God. Well, the book of Daniel is an amazing book. And I would like to begin by reading the first few verses of Daniel chapter 1. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Daniel chapter 1. And we will begin with the introduction to the book of Daniel. We read in Daniel 1, verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And I will stop here, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, with the first two verses of Daniel chapter 1. And I would like just to begin with the introduction, which is very important to introduce this extremely important book called the Book of Daniel. Just to remind us that we read already here in the first verse, Daniel 1 and verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. We also read verse 2 that the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. Now here, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, we ask ourselves immediately the question, why is it that the God of Israel, the God of Judah, is now allowing a man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon, to come into the city of Jerusalem where the temple once stood, where the worship of the Lord once was raised up to glory, to heaven? And why is it that the Lord himself gave Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon? This is a very important question that we may ask ourselves, and we have to realize that there is a reason as to why the God of Israel have brought King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, to the city of Jerusalem to take it over and ultimately to give into his hand the king of Judah. Well, there are twofold reasons, beloved friend, as to why God have allowed this to happen in the history of the Jewish people. Well, the first reason is because God is the one that have expected from his people, Israel, to be a people that obey him, a nation that is distinct from all other nations, a nation that worship the true and living God. And to remind you, when God gave the Torah, the law, to the people of Israel on Mount Sinai, on Har Sinai, he told Israel, if you remember in Exodus chapter 20, when the law was given to the people of Israel, in fact, the first commandment that he gave our forefathers, the Jewish people, who came out of the land of Egypt after being in bondage and away from the promised land since the day of Abraham for over 400 years. Israel were delivered by the hand of God in a miraculous way out of the land of bondage, and Israel began their journey to go into the promised land. In chapter 20, as Moshe was on Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, and he received the 10 commandments and all the laws that God have given instruction for his people Israel through Moses, we read about the first commandment that God had given to Moshe for the people of Israel is this. Exodus 20 and verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Verse 3 said, thou shalt have no other gods, this is small g, before me. So God have desire that his people Israel will be different than all other nations because he is the true and living God, Jehovah, the God who keep covenant with the nation of Israel, the one that have brought them out of bondage into liberty on the basis of the blood of the Lamb, which typified the coming Messiah who became the Lamb of God, which will take upon himself the sin of this world. And Israel as a nation did not submit to the word of the Lord, and they have in disobedience, through disobedience, began to follow other gods. In fact, we do read through the prophets and as well in the days of the kings that God was not happy with what Israel have done. If you remember in 2 Kings chapter 21, we read Menashe was 12 years old, verse 1. When he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. After the abomination of the heathen whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel, for he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. Can you imagine? Beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters, Israel, who called to believe in one God, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And Israel as a nation began to follow after other gods. In fact, we read in the very same chapter, 2 Kings chapter 21, it says in verse 4, he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. Verse 5, and he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Verse 6, and he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used the enchantments, and he dealt with familiar spirit and wizard. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And you notice if you go to verse 10 of 2 Kings chapter 21, and the Lord spake by his servants, the prophet say, because Manasseh, the king of Judah, has done these abomination and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipe dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And beloved friends, the first reason that God had to deal with the people of Israel, with his own people, in bringing upon the people of Israel the king of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, is because Israel violated God's word and worshipped other gods. And therefore the God who loved his chosen people, the Hebrews, the Israeli, the Jewish people, he disciplined them because judgment must begin at the house of God. The second fold reason is found for us also in the word of the Lord. It is simply because Israel did not allow the land to rest on the sabbatical year. Already before Israel came into the promised land, the Lord already warned our people of old. And he said in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 32, I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and I will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then, listen to this, beloved brothers and sisters, Leviticus 26, verse 34, then shall the land enjoy her Shabbat, as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Shabbats. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Shabbats when ye dwelled upon it. Now you notice this, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, that when we read Leviticus chapter 26, it was a prophetic message to the people of Israel. And God, knowing all things ahead of time, already mentioned this to his beloved people long before the events of their disobedience came to pass in the land of Canaan, in the land of Israel. And so as we began the reading in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. We see, beloved brothers and sisters, that in the plan and the program of God, he knew very well what his own people will do. And that's really a lesson for us who are believers in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, today, who are part of the church, of the assembly. God knows everything that will go on in the history of his heavenly people. He knows everything, the past, the present, the future. He knows very well the history of the behavior of the church during these days, in the same way as he knew the behavior of the people of Israel in Israel's history. And yet God, in his wisdom, who is sovereign, who is the God of providence, who knows all things, past, present, future, who is all-powerful, who is everywhere, he knew what will happen to the people of Israel. In fact, later on in Jeremiah chapter 25, listen to the prophetic word of the prophet Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah in chapter 25. We read in chapter 25 in verse 8, Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and an hissing, and perpetual desolation, speaking about the nations around Israel. And he continued now to speak also about the nation of Israel. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstone, and the light of the candle, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make a perpetual desolation. Amazing. Verse 13 says, and I will bring upon that land all my words. And so, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, we learn from the word of God the reason whereby the people of Israel are now will be taken to Babylon. King of Nebuchadnezzar will come, and the Lord will give into his hand Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, and ultimately there will be the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. Now, of course, as we begin to read the book of Daniel, we learn immediately that the person that wrote this book is none else but Daniel himself. In fact, in Daniel chapter 7, he himself, notice that we read in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 1, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. And you notice what we read in verse 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night. So Daniel himself is the one that speak of himself as the writer of the book of Daniel. In the same chapter 7 and verse 15, we also read, once again, I, Daniel, was grieved. Notice that. A little bit later in verse 28, we read, concerning, hitherto is the end of the matter, as for me, Daniel, my... And he began to speak about, he's speaking about himself as the one that gave us this book called the Book of Daniel. Throughout the book of Daniel, in chapter 7, in chapter 8, in chapter 9, in chapter 10, even at the end of the chapter, we learn that Daniel is the author of the book of Daniel. In chapter 12 of Daniel, verse 5, we read, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two. And you read it once and again that Daniel is the one that wrote this book that we began the study, the introduction in this ministry meeting at this point of time. Daniel was a man that has existed. In fact, he was the one of whom Yechezkel spoke about in his prophecy. Yechezkel spoke about him in chapter 14, mentioning his name, and not only his name, Ezekiel mentioned others who are biblical characters that are found in the Word of God. In chapter 14 of the book of Ezekiel, we read in verse 12, the word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me, by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and I will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. And then the Lord speaking to Yechezkel concerning Noach, Daniel, and Iov. Notice verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. In other words, these were godly men as Noah, of whom we read in the earlier times in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis. About Iov, the book of Job, we read of the history of Job. And here the Lord is mentioning Daniel in chapter 14 of the book of Ezekiel, mentioning this to Ezekiel. A little bit further down in Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 20, the Lord continued to speak to Ezekiel, saying, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, namely in the land, as I live, says the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. In other words, God looked at Noah, at Daniel, and Job as godly men. But even though they were godly men, when the day of judgment came upon the land of Judah, the land of Israel, the land that God chose for his own people, Israel, even they could not deliver the land from judgment. Even they live righteous life. In fact, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah himself, when he was here upon the face of this earth, he himself mentioned to the disciples who knew very well of these men, both Noah and Daniel, as well as Iov, as Job. But the Lord specifically, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, specifically is speaking about Daniel and what he wrote in the book which we began our study in this ministry meeting. Yeshua the Messiah spoke in the sermon that he gave, the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. He mentioned this to the disciples, and he made a reference to the writing of Daniel concerning the abomination of desolation, the man that is known as the Antichrist, the counterfeit Messiah, of whom we will learn as we study the book of Daniel. Notice what Yeshua said to the disciples in verses 14 and 15 of Matthew chapter 24. Speaking about the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, because the kingdom will be restored to Israel in a future day. And the message of the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the future day during the tribulation period. Today we preach the gospel of the grace of God, and all who believe in the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, become part of the ecclesia, the assembly, the church, the heavenly company. But during the tribulation days, the 7 years of Jacob's trouble, the gospel of the kingdom in view of the coming kingdom will be preached. And here we see the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, speaking to the disciples. And he leading them, as it were, to the future day of the tribulation period at the end of the church age. During the tribulation, and he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end means the end of the tribulation day, the end of Jacob's trouble, the end of the time of sorrow that will fall upon this world, the end of the day of the Lord, the end of the tribulation. So Yeshua is giving warning to the disciples, and in a sense, beloved brothers and sisters, he's speaking to the Jewish disciples of the tribulation days, which is ahead of us. And he's saying, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, This is the Antichrist who will stand in a temple claiming to be God, committing the abomination of desolation. But you notice who wrote about the abomination of desolation. It says in verse 15b, spoken by Daniel the prophet. Stand in a holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Can you imagine? Beloved brothers and sisters, hear the Lord Jesus the Messiah himself, God the Son as man. He himself is mentioning Daniel, the one whom the Holy Spirit of God used to give to us this book, this prophetic book, this apocalyptic book, the book of Daniel, as we study this together. So the author of the book was Daniel himself. And you know, beloved friend, this beautiful name that God had given to him, that his parents had given him there in Jerusalem, in Judea, the word Daniel, it's two Hebrew words, Dani, El. We all know that the word El is the singular of Elohim, plural, God, El. But Dani in Hebrew means my judge. Dan means judge. Dani means my judge. And the name of Daniel is God is my judge. It's a beautiful name because Daniel knew that by virtue of his name, we learned that he was a man who knew that God does judge. And he judged righteously. To remind you, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, that God is a holy and a righteous God. And he does judge in the midst of his own people, whether it is Israel historically, or whether it is the church in these days in which we live in today.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.